Hello, and welcome to the 662 Girls. This is Stephanie.
And I'm Chastity.
And we are here today talking about, should you fix up a man? What y'all think? What you think?
I say no, you shouldn't fix up a man for a plethora of reasons. But my main one is from looking at other people's experience, because I can't speak on my own. Once you fix up a man, he tends to go on to the next. And ain't nobody got time for that.
I agree. Well, I say you shouldn't fix up one. Well, it depends. So if you meet a man that's down and out, he messed up. I couldn't wait to talk about this. He messed up. And he need a little help. You know, he need a little guidance. He didn't have it all. What would be so bad with fixing him up just a little bit? And when we say fix up, do we mean like financially, like change how he dress and stuff? Because what if he just need fixing just to get a head start? Like, he gonna do the work. He just need guidance.
Where's mommy and daddy?
Let's just say they were crackheads, so they couldn't do a, no offense, but I'm saying, let's just say they were unable or unavailable. Then what?
I just feel like at this stage in my life, I just don't have time to try to fix up a man. You should already have your stuff together if you're trying to be in a relationship. It's going to put a strain on me because I'm trying to, you know, do my load and I got to help you do your load. What you good for? And that, like, why I got you?
Wow. Well, the downside of fixing up a man, which we all heard about this, you will help a man out, get him on his feet and stuff, and he'll run away.
Right.
To somebody else, like he had it all together all along.
Like Mary J. was saying, 11 years, she sacrificed. Yeah, and he just gonna walk off. Baby.
Ain't that the audacity of him?
And the thing is, you know, it would be a difference if you can tell. Like, okay, I know. But they're tricky. You'll be sitting there like, okay, he love me. I know once he get on his feet, he gonna hold me down. He telling me he got my back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And once he get on his feet, he ain't stuck. He forgot all them money you done gave him and time you done spent. So I just rather, look, have your stuff together before you come to me.
Let me ask you, have you ever fixed up a man? Like, from... Oh, I'm so sad to say the man, well, I had been married before and I did everything I can. It didn't mean nothing. It did no justice because he still did what he wanted. He still lied, still cheated, still talked to other women. So I say it's pointless at this point.
All right.
I wouldn't do it no more.
Yeah. No. Team, no fixing up. Get yourself together already. You know what I'm saying? Then, once you got yourself together, if you so happen to slip and fall, then I'll be able to, you know, help you in that regard. But just coming into the relationship and I got to train you, baby, I got a plethora of children. I ain't got time.
Right. It's just kind of like having another child when you fix a man. I'm saying from my experience, it's like having another kid. Doing everything for them and gaining nothing
at all but heartache. This is what you're gonna gain, heartache.
I did, and the man told me, hey, what you say? You ain't never did nothing for me. And like, oh my god, like,
the audacity
out of everything, like, you gonna say, because the one time I said no. So I think also, if a man is expecting a woman to like build him up in that type of way, do we even call him a man? Or maybe he's a man, but he's just not ready.
He ain't worthy. One. Because I would think a man, you know, will feel some type of way if you got to, you know, do all the extra heavy lifting for him. You know, it kind of like you become the man in a relationship. And then they tend to resent you. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you put me in this situation. You put me. I had to, you know, do it. So, yeah.
It's funny that you said that. So I was listening to Steven Speaks not too long ago. And, you know, we just talked about this, what to not do when starting a relationship. So he said no money or gift giving, no sex, and no paying for dates. So you agree with all three of them?
Yeah, I agree. I agree because when you first date somebody, I think in the first couple of months, if you eliminate sex and giving gifts and money, you kind of force it. You have to really, like, this is me. You see me, you can't, your judgment can't get clouded with lust and, oh, he got money, you know what I'm saying, and greed, whatever. So I feel like once you, especially time you get in a relationship and you just go off having sex and money and all this, that, and another, you fell in love, and then 3 months down, you're like, this ain't, you tricked me. But you really didn't take the time out to get to know the person.
It's funny you said that, because he said the same thing. He said, you know, it's best to be genuine. Like, if you eliminate all that, you get to know a person.
Now, quickly. See,
he said, we often mistake these three things for, you know, that's what we need to have a man. And he right. I'm not going to lie.
Because if they just want you for sex, you know, they kind of going to move around. Now, I do know it's some situation that men will say, I'm going to wait for you while they got somebody else on the side. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But if you hold them out long enough, they, you'll tend to see. And then your mind is clear. You don't have nothing holding. It's like, you ain't for me. Let me go on by my way.
Well, he did say, too, it, like, when it comes to, like, dates and stuff, it's okay if you offer, like, to leave a tip, but let him be the one to take charge, because it make him feel, he said a real man wouldn't expect a woman to do all the paying for dates and stuff. Like, he pursuing you, and he should be the one to do that.
Yeah, when the last relationship I was in, we went out to eat, and you know, I paid the ticket because I'm thinking in my head, you know, I'm trying to let him know I don't need you. I got my own money. I'm straight. And he ended up telling me, you know, that kind of made him feel away. Like, what you want? Because it make him look away, too. If you out in public and here I'm going, here you go, handing my card and my money. You know, they looking at him like, ooh.
It's so funny because that's the same exactly what Steven Speaks said. He said, you know, he gonna feel some way. A real man, a man who, you know, who's, what we call him, like a leader? The one who gonna be the one in charge.
Right.
Because he said a man will feel a way, even if you feel like, hey, I got it now, that just calm down and let him be the man.
Mm-hmm.
So what about this? Do you think you should set the expectations early on or as you go?
I feel like early. Let me know what it is. So I might not want to, don't have me wasting your time, you know. So let me know, because, you know, funny you should bring it up. You know, all out there now is the Micah, but Micah B. Jordan.
Oh,
Michael
yeah.
B. Jordan, Lori Harvey situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing women was like, well, she too young to get married. And then the men were saying, that's why we cheated, do whatever, whatever, whatever. I feel like if he had which I don't know how that situation really went, but in my mind, I'm thinking if he had that conversation with her, I'm like, you know, I'm dating for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to get married and have children, you know. He wouldn't be heartbroken right now, you know. Let me know, you know.
I say expectation. Yeah, I think you should set them early, because I remember setting mine, and well, that person, they did do the bare minimum, but they knew that I was serious about that, and those expectations that I put out there. I should have put out more, though. I should have laid it all out, and this is what I will accept and what I want accept.
Right. And in the end, I guess we try to be nice and whatever, let everything slide. But in the end, if he wants you, he gonna do what's necessary. Just like if he has some requirements and you want him, you gonna do what's necessary. So it's best to lay it all out on the table. Let me know. Because I feel like if you wait on down the line, then you bring it up this, and another, you trick me, you lay me on, you know. So just put it on out there. If I leave, I leave. Oh, well, going on to the next one.
Right. So when it comes to dating, let's just say we're not in a serious relationship. We just, like, just say you dating a man, and then it's another guy that want to go out and date with you. But you and the first guy, y'all not in a relationship. Should you tell him you dating other guys?
No, it's none of his business. Like, we dating, right? Why? Yeah, no.
It's not serious. It's just,
I wouldn't tell him. For what?
The only way I would tell him seriously is if we were having sex. That would be different. Like, if me and them, if I would think about doing it with
I feel like we talk too much. We be telling too much that don't even involve them.
you think it? Okay, well, right. I guess if you're not in a relationship, right. It's not
true. Now, business. Once you, like, if he wanna, you know, get in a relationship, I ain't going to tell him I'm talking to nobody else either. I'm just going to cut off if I want to be in a relationship with him. No. We be talking too much. We be telling him all this stuff. And then later on, I was doing it. And bring up stuff that don't even matter.
Right. They'll bring it up. And they probably doing the same thing.
You're right. You are.
Well, y'all tell us. Would you tell a guy that you were dating somebody else at that time? Or would you just let it be a secret? I mean, or let it just be your business, because it's right. Not being a secretive.
Right.
What you think about the era of dating online now?
Whew. Well, I understand the concept, because when I was living in Georgia, I really didn't have time to just really focus on dating. It was like I was working at home with kids, doing stuff with kids, and, you know. So my friend, my co-worker, she introduced me to POF, and I'm like, what in the world is POF? And baby, was I green to that. But POF, got on POF, and I realized after talking, because I used to work nights, so I used to be up, just talking to different guys and stuff like that. It seemed like everybody, all the guys saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like on POF, I don't think they was looking for love. They was looking for sex. A lot of them. I had some crazy inquiries. They wanted me to do, like, excuse me? I mean, from every sector, everybody, like, what? This is, but you know, we was in Atlanta, so I mean, this is kind of hard. You don't know who you talk to behind the screen, right. And they can make themselves look a certain way. Now, I can say I have dated, and you know, they turned out to be all right.
And online,
yeah. They turned out, I went on dates. And I, like, been in a relationship, and they were straight. I didn't have any issues. Now, one guy, we was just, texting and stuff, and he was crazy. He was talking about he wanted to kill me.
Wow.
And stuff like that. I was supposed to unlie, huh?
Chad. Well, you know, the person, when I was in Atlanta, the person who I was, we were living together, I met him through Instagram, so I ain't gonna say it was online dating, but boy, he showed his best foot forward. He gave me, well, you know, I'm the type of person that like to hear all the sweet words. He had lined up, I mean, long list, all you can see, just nonstop, just read me all the best things about what he can be. He wasn't that bad, but it just didn't work out. Like, we were total opposites, so.
Yeah, you have to be, I can't say no, you won't, because I was on there. And, you know, I feel like I'm a well-rounded person. I'm a good catch. So if I was on there, it's likely to have somebody else on there. you know, with some good qualities. But it's, you got to go through a lot of them. Because, mm-hmm. baby, they come in like some sharks.
Well, I hate to go back from to our conversation from earlier, but there was another thing I was thinking about when he was talking about starting a relationship. What do you think about men acting like they're your boyfriend, but they don't want to be your boyfriend? But the reason they pretend like they want to be is because you're giving them sex, gifts, and, you know, paying stuff on them. So what does that say about a man? So, like, they'll accept all that and be like, hey, yo, without officially saying, I'm your man, you my woman, we dating. They'll just come over, sleep, stay, and go by their bed and be doing their own thing.
Well, I feel like if I like to get stuff established before. Let me know, are we friends with benefits, Nikki Link? You know, whatever it is, let me know, because so I can be like, okay, this is where I want to be, or this not. This kind of, you know, just happened. I'm not sure of all the details, but you know, the rapper Trouble,
yeah,
got killed. When the other guy come in the house, broke in the house, and he was in the bed with the woman, and I think they just broke up. But if she had just said, you know, I just got out of a relationship, he's abusive, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we should go somewhere else.
Do you think she knew, like, he was, do you think he was abusive before that incident?
I think they said in some report before that he broke a nose, he did something to it. But I'm not sure. That's allegedly, Lord, don't be trying to sue me. I ain't got nothing.
That's horrible, though. I would hate to be in this situation, but I could have seen myself in this situation a couple times. But thank God it didn't happen. I'm telling you, prayer, just the Lord been on my side.
R.I.P. Trouble.
Yeah.
Like, that's why you just let the person know, especially coming. Let this person know, you know, that man crazy. Right. You know what I'm saying? You want to, and I feel like that was kind of too soon to be trying to do something anyway.
Especially to the house, knowing that he probably would.
Right. You could have, y'all could have went somewhere else.
Dang, I hate to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say a man acting like a boyfriend, that person I was just telling you about with the weight, I don't want to say his name or speak of him, but our first couple of months of talking, I had seen he was talking to another lady. And probably on later down the line, we kept dating. And he told me that our first couple of months, he was like, oh, we weren't serious. We were just getting to know each other then. But I remember, I keep all my texts. I remember him telling me, I want you to be mine. You're going to be my girlfriend. We together now. So I'm like, okay, I'm doing good and everything. But they made this statement and said, we one day.
So did everything that happened before, did, you know, with you, it was just nothing, that's erased. When did y'all start dating, actually?
Probably like a few weeks after we met.
When do he think y'all started?
He started, I think that was in the end of 2018. I think he said we started being serious like the middle of 2019. So like I was wasting.
What's the middle, June?
Probably so. I didn't ask. I was just outdone. I couldn't believe that he was like, sometimes when people say something to me that I can't believe, like I just can't say it, and I just be looking and it turned into rage. And that's when I just like, you can't say that in my face and think I'm just not going to do nothing. It just make me want to fight. And that was very offensive. But now that I look back and think about it, he was acting like my boyfriend because, you know, I was making sure I would dress up for him. Like I was like a prom. Like I was going to the prom, I was waiting on my date, waiting on him to call. We gonna go do something. And some days he would hit me up, some days he wouldn't.
And that was just a sign right there. It, like, red flag, run as fast as you can.
And
because who played with somebody's emotions like that? You don't do that.
Yeah, and I ignored the red flags from that. I also, like, when I first started going to their house, they were like, oh, park down this way, because, like, in front of this house, because My mama don't know I got company. They were staying with their mama at the time. And I was like, oh, that's strange. I was doing it. I didn't think nothing of it. But as I found out stuff more and more, it was because he was still dealing with another girl and he didn't want her to see my car at his house.
Red flag, staying with their mama. Run, run. As fast as you can.
That leads to the next. Do you accept or run from the red flags?
Run. They red flag for a reason. They telling you to stop. If they were some green flags, you keep going. But the red flag, stop. You avoid it. It's telling you to avoid. Don't go there. Please don't go there. We waiting it. Then you be asking God, why you ain't show me? He was like, I was telling you, baby. You were listening.
Man. I got story for days. Because real flat. I pray to God. Oh, Lord, I was in tears crying. Like, God, if this is not meant for me, please show me a sign. The man called me the next morning and said, I want to be with you. I got a baby by this girl. And we're going to be together. We're going to be happy. Now, God answered my prayer. He ended it right then. The man dumped me. Never would I have dumped him at that time. And I was irritated with him. I went to his house. I wanted to fight the girl. They still left together. So they were still together. But that red flag, like, I knew it. And I still want to be with him. And we ended up getting married after that. And, like, nothing ever changed. Because I kept, every time I seen something, I was like, oh, giving him a benefit of the doubt. Like, maybe this. But you can't do that. I'm learning now in my 30s that, you know, if somebody wants you, all that extra stuff, they'll stop it.
They would. I feel like they won't never do it in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Because if I just feel like if I can go in a relationship and be what I need to be, you can do too. Why go in a relationship and still got your foot out the door?
Right. Well, I accepted them red flag, but I know now to run from, oh, the last experience, I know.
Yeah. But then, you know, when you start, it's like, it get harder for you because you, especially if you want a relationship, but you ain't taking anything. So it's like your choices get smaller and smaller. You're like, oh, Lord, maybe I need to reconsider on something.
You know, I hate to keep bringing up Kevin Samuels, but do you think that, like, in this time, everybody's saying how relationships are hard, like, they ain't by nothing. People, what's the saying? The dating pool got boo-boo in.
Oh, yeah. So,
everybody know that these men are bold, women bold, too, like, it's on both sides. Do you think, like, he had a big influence on how men think now?
I think if you listen to what he was, nah, he wasn't right on everything, but the concept I agree with, and the men he talking to don't even apply. A lot of men that talking don't even apply. He said the high value men. He was talking to these women that want the top men that overpassing all these other men, you know, not getting engaged with them, you know, marrying to them. They just say, I've been engaged 5 times and this, that, and that. You done overlooked that for this one man up here. They got a whole bunch of women, you know. So I think he was basically saying stay on your lane. Or sometimes you might have to date somebody that's under your pay, you know what I'm saying? If y'all gonna be a team and work together. You know, because in how I look at it, I want, you know, I don't have to be a stay-at-home mom at the moment. You know, my kids, all my kids in school, and this, that, and other, I can work and do whatever. So a lot of stuff didn't even apply to a lot of people that's offended.
Right.
But I guess they wanted to be in a number. I don't know. R.I.P. to Kevin Samuels.
Right. I was so sad about hearing about his death. Well, dating, I will say, is very hard. Like, it's hard to trust people because nobody really telling the truth. And I seen this girl, she popular in our town. She said, there's no boyfriend or girlfriend anymore or husband and wives. Everybody's just messing around.
I just feel like you just can't, I just can't get that, wrap my mind around it because the men that I grew up in my life, you know what I'm saying, grew up in my life, I didn't grow up seeing it. So what you telling me? I'm in a fantasy world or something?
I think you had the privilege of having a great dad, and he raised his children. So you see your brothers and stuff, like, they got the influence of their father. So, and that's amazing. We will wish all these men would have that quality. But I grew up in a home where I seen horrible men. Oh my God.
Close it up.
I just couldn't believe, like, I'm telling you, as a child, I always say I never want to get married because I don't want a man to hurt me or do the stuff that I seen men do. And that's from my experience. So you see how we have two different.
But yeah, but I just feel like, just like I got this experience with some more people that have my experience too. I ain't the only one out here.
Yeah, like you this. Not.
So I think the thing is, people lack self-control and they want to be greedy. And stuff like that. And that just it's too complicated. I know they be saying, like, we don't supposed to have multiple partners and stuff like that. But you can see it's plenty of stories of where multiple partners got people killed.
Right. True.
You know what I'm saying? So you just got to pray and hope. That's all I can say, because I go in a relationship, I guess I'll trust and I'll love it until I find out otherwise that you with on some most of them.
Well, hopefully we don't have no problems no more.
Right.
Y'all, please excuse the noise.
Yes.
I just wanted to show we are sponsored by Chaz Create, and she has this amazing trait. Y'all, the people who can see us, and if you can't see us, check us out on YouTube. Girls just want to have fun. Look at that. Tell me that's not. You see that?
Going for the Lolo $10.
Now, come on now.
Chazzy Created. Look at the sign. Facebook. Instagram. I ain't on YouTube yet, but one day.
Would you consider making your stuff on, like, doing a tutorial and
on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I plan on doing it. You know, I'm slow and steady. I'm gonna get around to it.
Well, y'all, let us know what y'all think about. Should you fix up a man, or should you let him be? Wait till you find the right one. Do you think, can we be too picky?
I don't think so. For it's just like, for me, why you say this is me? Am I not deserving?
True.
Do I not deserve the best? You know, come on, don't be playing with me, because I'm gonna give you my best. Come on now, help me.
I don't even expect that much. I just say, you need to respect me. Right. You need to be able to take care of yourself. Now, if you're not gonna take care of me, you definitely got to take care of yourself and be loyal, loving,
caring. Love me, baby.
And please don't treat me like everybody else. Like, right. You know what I mean? I don't know how I can put it in words. Don't make me number one in your group of three or five. Like, I need to be the only one.
Or don't make me number two or number three. I need to be the only one. And it just brings, like, I work, I had to do clinicals at a nursing home. And it just brought me joy to see old couples that, you know, even though the spouse can't talk or whatever, that he still come and sit in the room with her. You know what I'm saying? They're just like, man, I want that, you know, when I get down, because maybe next we can talk about why is it that women care for their ailing spouse, but when it's the woman ailing the man, you know. But yeah, that's for another time, another day.
Well, you guys, like I said, tell us what you think. Should you fix them up? Let them stay where you at.
Yes. And we'll be back next week. Check us out on Spotify and all listening platforms. Until next time.
All right.